A measurement of success can be anything. Some examples are a level of income or the state of a business, stature in a family or community, winning an election, or attaining a degree. Success is attainable when it is tied to what is plausible and realistic and can be achieved through the completion of specific steps. Fulfillment is different because it is an emotionally based feeling of having completed and achieved something worked for. We feel fulfilled for brief times, so it is not sustainable unless we keep bringing ourselves back to what we have completed or delivered. For example, having a child can be very fulfilling, but being awakened and sleep-deprived by an infant can produce a very different feeling. Yet when the baby sleeps, we can feel fulfilled again. Since life always has its ups and downs, it is important to remember the good times when we felt successful and fulfilled throughout life. Passage-level workers nowadays assume their vacation ways ought to be spread out like an outline. Procure the correct higher educations, land the correct positions, and one thing will follow another until they arrive at their goal. Be that as it may, I accept there is nothing of the sort as a perfect way. The plan for progress is close to home and one of a kind to every individual. You're the one in particular who can find your interests and gifts by utilizing your instinct and by being interested and intelligent. What's more, when you include a couple of good key examples to rouse your plan, your way will lead not exclusively to a decent vocation, however, a decent life. It is anything but difficult to concentrate on critical achievements like pay rates and advancements as benchmarks for professional achievement and progress. In any case, there are different approaches to stamp the lavishness and success of a profession. Here's a few thoughts on how. Discover your mentors. Probably the most ideal approach to keep things in context is to have a few people who rouse or coach you. Not exclusively would they be able to confer shrewdness, yet they can likewise light up what number of various ways there are. I have been lucky to have numerous guides who roused me, yet two specifically have affected my outline. Brigadier General Wilmer L. Vaught, USAFR, retired, was an official I met right off the bat in my profession, and the main lady to convey with an Air Force plane unit, and the primary lady to arrive at the position of Brigadier General from the Officer Fund. At that point, it felt like 98% of the Air Force commanders were ex-pilots and men. Be that as it may, she was a one-star general and, similar to me, had made a profession in the fund. At the point when I was not in uniform, everybody accepted I was either a medical caretaker or somebody's significant other. Ladies were not permitted to perform jobs delegated as soldier, including most pilot jobs. When there were scarcely any lady officials, I was astonished to see her in the top positions, and she propelled me to reach past the confinements we saw. Kathy Delaney Smith, my ball mentor at Harvard, likewise left a monstrous engraving on my administration style. She took a losing program, and inside my 4 years, she transformed us into a title group. She is still there, and has driven the group to a larger number of wins than any mentor in Ivy League ball, of men or ladies. One of the convictions she ingrained in me depended on a bit of extraordinary counsel by John Wooden, the noticeable UCLA ball mentor. He broadly demanded that players start their vocations with him by figuring out how to tie their shoelaces appropriately, in the event that you needed to stay on exclusive expectations, you have in any case the nuts and bolts. Negative language. Kathy likewise showed us not to utilize weasel words. With her, you would never say can't, and you were unable to state attempt